Track 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is fair to say that the import-export industry is crucial to our everyday lives. When you make coffee in the morning, enjoy a refreshing fruit salad at lunchtime, or relax with a glass of red wine or beer in the evening, you probably do not give much thought to how these products make their way onto the shelves in your supermarket. Well, it's all down to import and export. Put simply, the import-export trade is responsible for the flow and exchange of goods around the world. International trade is nothing new. People have been buying and selling local produce for centuries. Think about it. There are certain fruits and vegetables which only grow in certain climates. And some countries have the knowledge or resources to produce things more efficiently and cheaply than others. After all, how many pineapple trees do you think there are in England? Just take a look around your house and think about the things you use every day. Alarm clock, washing machine, TV, stereo, tablet PC, MP3 player, your car, or even the furniture you sit on and the clothes you wear. There is a good chance that most of these everyday items have been imported from another country. Think about a typical day. Your Japanese alarm clock radio wakes you up in the morning. You roll out of your Scandinavian bed before taking a shower and pulling on your cotton shirt made in Bangladesh, your jeans from the USA, and your Italian leather shoes. After a strong cup of Colombian coffee and a bowl of Swiss muesli, and for some, maybe a quick slice of toast with a chocolatey Italian spread, you drive off to work in your car. "But my car was made in Germany," you might be about to say. "Sure, but what about the navigation system and the radio?" It is not often that a car is entirely made of components from just one country. Of course, it's not just buy, buy, buy. Countries also have the opportunity to offer their products, expertise, and natural produce to the world via the export trade. As a matter of fact, many countries are reliant on export. So if you're still wondering whether imports and exports are necessary, I have a challenge for you. Next time you go shopping, try to only buy products which originate in your country. Believe me, it's harder than you think. You may find yourself walking to work, half-starved, half-naked, and with severe caffeine and chocolate withdrawal symptoms. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the remainder of the event. Thank you.